Adidas Pride 2023 ad features man and women's one-piece bathing suit. By Paul Bois on May 17, 2023. The new Adidas Pride 2023 AD campaign features a man wearing a women's one-piece bathing suit, perpetuating an ongoing corporate trend featuring men in women's clothing. Deemed the Pride swimsuit and sold for a whopping price of $70. The Adidas one-piece features a fully male model proudly displaying what can only be described as a man bulge in his groin region. Video on the Adidas site also features the man swaying and sauntering in the one-piece. As the New York Post noted, it currently remains unclear if the male model identifies as transgender or non-binary or any other sexual identity. The new line by South African designer Richam Nisi, dubbed Let Love Be Your Legacy and released ahead of Pride Month in June, is a celebration of self-expression, imagination and the unwavering belief that love unites, according to Adidas site, the Post reported. As Breitbart News reported, women's sports activist Riley Gaines and Congresswoman Nancy Mace, RSC, were among those who lambasted the ad as an affront to women. "I don't understand why companies are voluntarily doing this to themselves. They could have at least said the suit is unisex, but they didn't because it's about erasing women. Ever wondered why we hardly see this go the other way?" wrote Riley Gaines. "Women's swimsuits aren't accessorized with a bulge. I'm old enough to remember when women actually modeled women's bathing suits, not men," tweeted Nancy Mace. Others on Twitter were equally outraged. The Adidas ad comes after Nike took a major hit for featuring transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney as a brand ambassador to sell women's attire. Home for a moment and leaning into cozy workout wear life with the Nike women's newest Senvi leggings and a latte bra. "They're so comfortable and buttery soft, perfect for workouts and everyday wear. Hashtag feel your all, hashtag team Nike, hashtag Nike partner," Mulvaney said when announcing the new deal on Instagram. Customers responded by vowing to boycott the sports apparel giant and said the selection of Dylan Mulvaney contributes to the erasure of women. Nike subsequently responded to the backlash by telling outraged customers to be kind, be inclusive. "You are an essential component to the success of your community. We welcome comments that contribute to a positive and constructive discussion. Be kind. Be inclusive. Encourage each other. Hate speech, bullying, or other behaviors that are not in the spirit of a diverse and inclusive community will be deleted," Nike said on Instagram. As Breitbart News reported, sales for Bud Light have been in free fall after Anheuser-Busch chose to use Mulvaney in an ad, which was followed by unearthed video of a marketing executive expressing her desire to shift the brand away from its frat boy image. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.